Okay, so earlier today I had the misfortune of, at the end of the summer, having to fill out some paperwork at the, what do you call it in Canada? In America we call it the Department of Motor Vehicles, whatever you call it here. The equivalent of that, which is when all the kids right before school take tests. So I had a lot of time there, so I had my phone with me. So I got to look up a little bit of a Shaila that I've been interested in just because I had my phone and I could Google a little bit. So, as we know, in this week's parasha, we mentioned already yesterday, we are introduced to the mitzvah of birkas hamazon, of benching, v'achalta, v'savato, v'erachta, we'll eat, and this is one of the few brachos, perhaps the only bracha, with some other possibilities, which is daraisa, which is biblical. However, the question of what exactly is biblical, what is the chiyuv daraisa, is a bit unclear. The Ramban, at least as understood by the Kesef Mishnah, in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, of Hilchos Brachos, believes that while the notion of benching, the notion of saying a bracha, of thanking God after you finish eating, is biblical, is d'oraisa, the format is entirely d'rabbanan, right? The three brachos, all the things we include, the three brachos, etc., is completely rabbinic. Many of the Chochmei Ashkenaz disagree with this. The Yoreim, in Mitzvah Reish Nun Gimel, the Baal HaTosfos imply this, that no, in fact, the three brachos themselves are at some level d'oraisa, whether in their full text or just the notion of the three brachos with their basic themes, but in some level, the three brachos, the first three brachos are d'oraisa. The fourth one we know is d'rabbanan, atov ha'meitiv, was instituted later. There may be other possibilities. Rav Asher Weiss has a bit of a machlokes with the Kesef Mishnah, whether in fact that's what the Ramban meant. But basically, there is this machlokas of whether the benching, as we know it, is part of the biblical mitzvah or not. Now, this leads to an interesting question, which is if you think that you can fulfill your mitzvah of benching without actually saying the brachos. So, there's a halachic question that starts not so long ago, a few hundred years ago, which is cited in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin and the svarim of some of his Talmidim. Rav Chaim Volozhin felt that because you don't have to say benching, the three brachos, he said you shouldn't say Tzur Mishalo. You shouldn't say Tzur Mishalo during the meal because it's patterned after benching, right? You look at it, right? Hazan es olamo is patterned after the bracha of Hazan, right? Bishir v'kol tov dan v'reich l'elokin aretz chem devetovah, right? You recognize this from the second bracha. Rachem is from the third bracha. There is no parallel to atov ha'meitiv, which leads some of the achronim to argue that perhaps Tzur Mishalo is from the Tanaitic period, from before they even wrote the bracha of atov ha'meitiv. I have no way of corroborating that, but several achronim make that claim assertively, that this must be from the Tanaitic period. But be that as it may, the position of Chaim Volozhin, as quoted by his Talmidim and the Sefer Shari Rachamim and others, is that one should not say Tzur Mishalo during the meal because then one would have already fulfilled the bracha of benching. And there is evidence to things like this in the Gemara. The Gemara has several stories of Amoraim who would thank God in some other way, right? Brich Rachmana, blessed is God who gave us our food, etc. And the Gemara says that they fulfilled their obligation. And this is pointed out in the Tshuva of the Siach Yitzchak, Tshuva Kuf Samach Aleph, where he notes that there are several places in the Gemara where this seems to be true, that simply thanking God, especially in the case of Tzur Mishalo, where you include some of the key themes, should be sufficient whether or not you say the three brachos. And there are some achronim for that reason who suggest that if you're going to say Tzur Mishalo, either don't say it at all, or if you want to say it after the meal. Okay, but how would you defend the minhag? So this is what I was looking up what do you call it here? What is it called? There you go, the minhag. Okay. So there was, in fact, an extended machlokes. This is what I found. There's an extended machlokes across three volumes in the journal Kovetz Beis Aaron v'Yisrael, the journal of Stalin Karlin, where in volume Mvav, Mem Zayin, and Mem Tet, they had two short articles and then a lengthy article dealing with this issue. So first, in Mem Vav, you had Rav Isaac Azband, I don't know who he is, who wanted to defend the position of Chaim Volozhin. He says, why should we care He says, in the end of the day, even if you could fulfill benching with Shlomi Shalom, no one wants to. Right? You're just singing a Zemra. He says, well, we paskin mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, at least l'chumra. And since here, right, if you'd said Shlomi Shalom, now you besafik fulfilled your bracha, saying another bracha would be a bracha levatala, so at least l'chumra, you have to say mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, you don't need intent, and therefore you already talked about the themes of Birkas Hamazon, of benching, you fulfilled your mitzvah. And that's why he thinks that Reb Chaim Volozhin was machmir to not say Tzur Mishalo. But in Mem Zayin, Mem Tet, there were responses. So there's a short response by Rav Usher Zoldman in Mem Zayin, where he says, he thinks that it's simple. He says, if you look at Tzur Mishalo, it's all written in future tense. Right? For example, it'll say, right, it talks about nivarech. We will make a bracha. So he says, you see, right, that it's clearly an introduction to benching. Right, you're not actually benching. It's not like you're talking about the themes. You're talking about what you're going to talk about. It's an anticipatory piyut, and therefore you're explicitly not relating directly to benching. You're just saying what you're going to do. Right, you end off with saying al kos yain malik yibrakas Hashem. What we're about to do is pick up the cup, make the bracha. So it's clear you don't want to bench now. You want to introduce what you're about to say, and therefore there's no problem. And that's what he says in Mem Tet. There's a lengthy article. I'll just, by Rav Eliezer Weisfish, I'll just bring some of his arguments in defense of the Minhag Yisrael to say Tzur Mishalo even during the meal. So he notes, first of all, that even though it does include the central themes of the brachos, there are many, many things that Chazal say you need to say in order to fulfill the bracha of Birkas Hamazon. For example, you have to talk about Bris V'Torah, which, while we have the basic themes, you don't include that. He also notes, as we said before, that there are some Rishonim, like the Balei HaTosfos and the Reim, who think the full three brachos are actually Daraisa, and here they may capture the themes of the brachos, but there aren't three brachos with the form of a bracha, of Baruch Atah Hashem. It just talks about the themes, but if you think like the Reim and the Balei HaTosfos that the three brachos are Daraisa, then this is clearly not benching. Right, he goes through different things. He notes that even in some of the, there are different versions of abbreviated benchings that appear in the poskim, but all of them have some version of uvituvo hagadol, which is not found in the Gemara, but is found in all the poskim and not found here. It also doesn't talk about Eretz Chemda, and basically his central defense is that while it does include the basic themes of the three brachos, many of the details that Chazal and the poskim think are important to include in benching, it doesn't include. So just again to summarize, you have those seemingly based on the position the Ramban is understood by the Kesef Mishnah, who hold like Reb Chaim Volozhin, that because Tzur Mishalo talks about the themes of benching, you can't say it during the meal because you would have fulfilled your obligation. Others argue that either because you need the three brachos, the Balei HaTosfos, or it's future tense, you're not actually talking about them, you're just giving an introduction, or because it doesn't include all the details that have to be in benching, there's no problem of saying Tzur Mishalo during the meal.